first times. A couple of years ago, we have never done a partnership. We did a small one with the parliament to get photos for Wikipedia, but that's about it. I think this all started it, at least for me it all started. The cooperation with the Bundesarchiv. It was in the news recently about it ending, but it was probably the first big partnership one of the Wikimedia chapters did in the world, and I was somewhat involved in the background and doing some technical stuff. For me, Deutsche Fototheek was the first real partnership where I was involved. It was done by the German chapter. Didn't get as much press as the other project. And that got me started. I did all the uploading, all the integration into Commons, and that was fun to do. So at some point, Wiki Loves Art came along. It was in the Netherlands our first big project together with museums. I think we had about 30 museums joining in. People could take photos there for a month. We had special events like in the Van Gogh Museum in Amsterdam. You could come really early, no other visitors, and you were allowed to take cameras with, you know, the big cameras like André has to take beautiful pictures. That's kind of made us known in the museum world. Before that time, Wikimedia was something far away and nobody ever heard of it. And suddenly there were some local Dutch people working with museums. Three of those we did a partnership with last year. On the program there are only two, but we have a special guest came in by train. We'll start with the Tropenmuseum. Let's see. Dat moeten we niet. Is er nog helemaal. Let's start.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm Frank Meijer from the Tropenmuseum in Amsterdam. The Tropenmuseum is an ethnographical museum in Amsterdam with one of the largest ethnographical collections in the Netherlands. We have originated, we are now 100 years old, so it's not as old as the British Museum, but at least older than Wikimedia. This year we're celebrating our 100th anniversary, and it's also a moment when we are really standing on the threshold to a new era where we as a museum are transforming from originally a collection with a network. We our curators are cooperating in networks, but we're transforming to becoming a network with a collection. And in that network society, our museum and especially our staff have to take on new roles. They have to take on active roles to become part of social networks and to become part of, to collaborate with users in social networks. And our project with Wikimedia, which started in 2009, is really has started as an experiment also to see and to try how this works, how it works when you, as a museum, participate in a network in a social community, and if it's possible to engage your curators in it. As I said, it started in 2009. We were visited. It was visited by Wikimedia. Wikimedia came to us and asked us if they could use some of our images for digital restoration purposes. Well, that was the beginning of the partnership, and we decided to cooperate with that. And from that, the partnership and the collaboration expanded to three models, as you can see, the digital restoration, distribution of content, and co-creation of content. And I will go through all those three models and show you the results of what it meant for us. The digital restoration was it is what it is. There are Wikipedians that are active in restoring digital images. And here you see an example of one of our images, a photo that has been, all the scratches are removed and all the minor details are adjusted so that the image is become much better. We provide high resolution images for this project, and the images are put back in Wikimedia Commons, the original and the restored, so both versions can be found. Another part is the distribution of content. We have now some 45,000 items have been put online. Started with items on Suriname because of an exhibition that started in the end of 2009. It were some 5,000-6,000 objects, and then later on we added a huge number of items from our Indonesian collection, mostly photos, but also photos of objects. And with that, we also, especially the Dutch Wikimedian chapter has tried to involve also the Indonesian chapter to add information with that with our items, so to translate the descriptions and so on. And I'll show you some results for that later. Here you see the images from Indonesia. And the co-creation of content, that's not a project that we did. It was when we, last year in 2009, when one of our large exhibitions on Maroon culture, that's Maroon culture is a culture of freed slaves in Suriname. When we started that exhibition, we didn't have the money and didn't have a real website that accompanies that exhibition. So we decided to try to engage the Wikipedia community to write some articles on that subject, so that those articles would become the source for more information for the visitors of the museum. We organized a workshop in the museum. We opened the museum for the volunteers, and we had a workshop with a curator, and people could get information. We opened the library. We gave the Wikipedians that were involved free access to the museum. And by that, we created some articles. Here you see the discussion page. We created new articles on that subject that could be viewed at the exhibition itself, but of course also just on the internet. Well, the results, what kind of results do we get? Well, first, input, please. If you collaborate with the community, they need input. You need to do something. They want answers, and as an organization, you have to be ready for that, because, well, curators have busy schedules, and they don't always have time to give extra information or to collaborate or to work with a project. So here you see one of the results. It's a very nice. I think that's a story cloth, the bio tapestry, but then from Indonesia. It's a Balinese story cloth. It's 13 meters long, and it's too long to be put in a permanent exhibition. And it's also too long to be photographed in one piece. So we had photographs of it, but the photographs were not very. There were some differences in color and in. We couldn't use them. And the Wikipedian community has stitched them together, and also put the tablecloth in a special viewer for us, so that we now can view the story cloth in its full richness as it is. I'll show you. Here it is, and you can zoom in very, very big detail, and see the entire story cloth. And it's very, very interesting. But when we had it, It immediately raised a lot of questions with what can be seen on it, because we didn't know. We had it in our storage, but we didn't know that much about it. So now there's an whole team of people is trying to learn from this story cloth and to add more information on it. And maybe next year we will even make an exhibition around this story cloth with the digital version. So it's a reverse action. Because of the digital of a cooperation in Wikipedia, we are going to create a new exhibition. Where is it? Another result is user-generated content. Our photos on Wikimedia are translated, or there's information added to it. Here you see some examples of translations in Indonesian, but also in German and in English. And we only have the Dutch translation. We didn't do that. We only have the Dutch description of this image. And here you see another image of where somebody has put has geotagged it. That's also information we didn't have. And even in photos in our collection that we know nothing about are being documented. We learn from our own collection because part of our collection is now Wikimedia. This photo we didn't know anything about. We didn't know which building this was. We knew who the architect was. And because other photos from the collection are now on Wikimedia, we learned that it was from this building, and from Wikimedia we learned that this building is a mosque, and we could see that these are the photos from now, and we could see that we found out that it was the same building. So our collection benefits from this. It's a small example, but it shows. Well, the results, 45,000 items are online. About 3,500 are used in Wikimedia articles. And in March, we had 1.8 million page views on those articles. That's for a museum as ours are huge numbers. So it's for us, it's very interesting to see this. But what is the challenges? Because what happens isn't really visible. Well, I'm almost finished. What happens isn't really visible for us because we don't know how many of the images are being translated. We don't know how many images have geotags. So what we really want to know is what we want to learn from it. We want to get that information back to our system. We want to monitor more about what happens so that our collection systems will benefit from what's happening in Wikimedia. And that's for us an interesting for the next years to see what direction we are going to get in after this year. And from quantity to quality, do we have to do big numbers? Should we beat the Bundesarchiv and make 400,000 images, or should we just focus on small groups, on specific target groups? We're not sure about that yet. So that's it for me. And I'll go to the next speaker, from the Dutch